the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, good joined by the good Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another Monday edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Let's go to grab a seat on the Honk Honk Plus Bus, as we always do at the start of every Fade 5 episode. Plus 100 odds or greater. A lot of action going down tonight, whether it's in the NFL, the NHL, the NBA, college basketball. Pick your poison, mi amigo. What do you got?
All right. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Those are your odds right here. Plus 123 at DraftKings. Just a simple two-legger on the ice tonight. Let's talk about Evgeny Malkin of the Pittsburgh Penguins. I'm looking for him to snag a point. And the same thing with one of my favorite guys to bet on with the Philadelphia Flyers, and that's Travis Konecny. So if both of these guys snag a point in their games today, we got a nice little payday of plus 123. Six games on the schedule in the ice, including one that has actually got a puck drop at 12:30 Eastern time, early in the day. So obviously morning for some of you folks out there on the West Coast. I'll give you a quick bonus time to that one when we get to it, in case you're consuming this immediately. But in talking about Konecny, we're talking about a guy with 16 points in his 15 games this season, including 6 points over the course of his last three. And then when we're looking at Evgeny Malkin, 18 points in 16 games this season, 4 points in 4 games in November. Yeah, you can do the math on that one. And on top of that, hadn't played since Friday. So you're talking about somebody that is well-rested. They are at home taking on the Dallas Stars. So I know Dallas can be a little bit stingy from the goaltending standpoint, but all I need is a point. Doesn't matter if it's in a goal or he gets an assist for Sid the Kid. I can get that with Malkin. And then Konecny on the other side at home for Philadelphia tonight. I already gave you the numbers in terms of what he's been doing over his last handful of games. And they're taking on the Sharks. So let's pick on the Minnows, shall we? Plus 123, build this one over at DraftKings.
Drop the puck and make some bucks on that plus 1, 2, 3 parlay. Love it. This is ultimately a degenerate bet. I fully admit it. I need one rushing yard. One! That's all I need. Just give me a scramble, Matthew Stafford, and we cash in, hopefully. Doesn't take a bunch of deep knees late in the game at plus 195 available there at BetMGM. Has Stafford done this a single time this year? No. He hasn't. In fact, he's only ran a handful of times, and of those runs have been more kneel downs, so a lot of negative yards as a result. But 7 quarterbacks have done this against the Miami Dolphins this season. Miami middle of the pack in terms of pocket pressure rate. I have no other information to give you. I just saw this, and I immediately sprinkled a little action on it because this is next level degen bet. Matthew Stafford over a half yard. Just feel the pressure and actually feel like you're 25 again and run, run, you old geezer, run. Matthew Stafford, there you go.
On you that are nuts.
I am you're officially nuts.
Don't
nuts.
Don't, folks, don't follow him on this. Don't do it.
Yeah, you can take the over on a half a rush attempt, but it's like minus 205. So let's actually make it a positive game for once.
But okay, do you think the Rams are going to win, Brad?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, then you're screwed because he's going to get at least one kneel down. And then even if he does decide that he's going to run for like 2 yards, you're going to lose it all when he's kneeling.
Look, man, if Jared Goff can run for positive gains, Matthew Stafford can do it, damn it. Take care of business. Booty scoop, my man, booty scoop.
You keep Jared Goffel's name out your mouth.
Yeah, I think this is Sandy threw another interception. But hey, the Lions still won. That's all that matters with those bets on the board. Let's get after it on another Monday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Numero cinco here on the countdown. There is always the Hawaii game. If I'm going to be chasing my losses, hello, Matthew Stafford. Probably not going to get a positive gain on the ground. There's an L right there. Why not lay a little assumption down on the Warriors at home taking on the Pacific Tigers? I'm going to lay the 4 points at a minus 110 juice there at BetMGM. Hawaii's interestingly playing a back-to-back. They beat up San Jose State late last night. Easy cover there. They were laying a 4.5. I think some books had closed at 5.5. It didn't matter as they won by double figures going away. You look at Pacific so far in the young year, number 236 in offensive efficiency, number 256 in defensive efficiency, according to KenPom. Hawaii, a couple of games already this season, number 41 EFG offense. They're netting 66.7% from inside the arc. So a team got some big bodies. They really attack the rim. Tanner Christensen, they're 6'10", big man inside, coming off a double-double. I think he may, you know, mess around and get another double-double or right around 20 points, which he had in the last game. And you look at all of the advanced metric sites that are out there in the world of college hoops. Evan Mia, minus 7.1 for Hawaii. Haslametrics, minus 12. Bart Torvik, minus 10.5. KenPom, even, minus 6. This line is too low. Hawaii was a tournament team last year. Have a couple of key pieces back there. They're at home. I know it's a back-to-back, but Pacific is rubbish! Rubbish! Go with the Mai Tai connoisseurs in Hawaii and lay the 4 there at home in Honolulu against Pacific, minus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, I know you got a scorching hot take on this, so better follow.
No, I don't have. I got nothing. You're talking about Hawaii on a back. Here's what I will tell you. I trust Torvik. I trust Haslametrics. And when it comes to college hoops, I know you know your shizzle, my friend. So I will follow, even though they are on that back-to-back. Oh, just go lay out on the beach, get a little vitamin D. You'll be re-energized and ready to whoop up on Pacific.
Hello, Hawaii. Can I come over?
Number 4.
All right, Numero Quattro here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go to Monday Night Football. Let's get some more bets on the board and Dolphins and ram it! Ram it home! And that is hopefully going to be the case for the starting running back of L.A., and that is Kyren Williams. Give me the over. This is a hefty total, but I think he's going to get there on 20.5 rush attempts. A little lighter juice there at a minus 105. At BetMGM. In fact, I love this so much. Daddy want, daddy need, daddy gotta have it. I am sledgehammering. Probably shouldn't have made it number one in hindsight. It's always 2020, but I do love it at number 4 in particular. Look, I think he will crawl over this number, which he has done in 4 straight games. In fact, he's done it in 5 of his last 6 games. He didn't really rest. He's seen 84.5% of the opportunity share. I may get a little Rivers, may get a little Blake Corum in this game, but Miami middle of the road, number 14 to rush EPAD, the only running back to go over 20.5 rush attempts against him this season. Nobody would have guessed it correctly. It's Tony Pollard of the Tennessee Titans. But Williams, again, he just doesn't really take a break and many points in the game. And if I feel the Rams are going to win this thing, and I do believe that, he is going to be salting away the clock late, really piling up these attempts after halftime. So to put it all together, Kyren Williams over 20.5 rush attempts. I said hello to my little friend at a minus 105 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
Well, you're getting the minus 105 because it's bumped up from 19.5, which is, I think, what it opened at, you know, going into the weekend here for week 10 in the NFL. So you are paying a little bit because of that extra, but you're right. I mean, the guy's just getting a workload. There's a reason that he is the minus 220 for a touchdown or something like that.
Yeah, some books minus 250.
Yeah, it's ridiculous what he is on the touchdown front. And you've got a much better call coming up on the touchdown here in a second in terms of the payday. But Kyren, look, obviously I liked it when it was down lower at the 19.5, but I think you can talk me into 20.5 because he's just going to be out there left, right, and center. And if this game goes the way we think, where the Rams are at least, you know, in the lead in the fourth quarter, trying to milk some of that clock against the Dolphins, that's more handoffs for Williams.
You better work it, Kyren.
Number 3.
Numero Trey, shout out to RuPaul there on the countdown. Let's go with a little Jalen Waddle on the over 3.5 receptions at a minus 114. Juice, pull this from FanDuel Sportsbook. Look at Waddle. He's had some tacky hands, to say the least, this season. He has gone over this prop in 6 of 8 games. Remember, that was out without Tua Tagovailoa for a large portion of the year. He's only averaging 4.8 targets per game, but he is number 13 among all eligible wide receivers in catchable target percentage and appreciable number 33 in total route wins with double eights in that category. Look at the Rams, unimpressive on the back end defensively, number 22. And drop back EPA defense, seven wide receivers have caught at least four balls against him, and he's going to get a lot of Darius Williams, more than likely or not, in coverage, which has allowed a 73.2 catch rate to his assignment. So premium mano-a-mano matchup, premium matchup overall going against the Rammies. And that beatable back end defensively. And given the trend, I think will be thy friend, Jalen Waddle, over 3.5 receptions at a minus 114 juice at FanDuel. Lundy, New World Trace in the countdown, feed or follow.
I do like this one as well because, again, I'm going back to what we talked about with the game script. I think they're going to be trying to catch up to the Rams, and if that's the case, you're looking at more shots for Waddle to be able to get the targets. So all he's got to do is be able to pull them in, unlike Mr. Tank Dell last night. Thanks a lot, Tank. Tank literally tanked my bank account yesterday. Yeah, C.J. Stroud's inability to find him wide open actually cost me a ridiculous amount of money. And Brad, true story, here in Denver, I went and saw the B-52s at the outdoor amphitheater.
Yeah.
Sitting two rows in front of me, RuPaul.
Oh yeah, B-52s, classic 80s band, RuPaul. Hey, all the shout outs in the world. Who would thought you would get RuPaul today on the feed? Five countdown, and with that dance around in your head, kind of like, you better work it, girl. We're gonna do the twirl, do a twist here at thegamingjuice.com. It's absolutely free to sign up, so go there right now. We got excellent content. Nathaniel Lundy's always free, always transparent spreadsheet is there for the NHL. My spreadsheet also lives there as well. I've kind of abandoned college football because I've really sucked in that sport. So I'm really focused right now, laser focused on the NFL and also on college basketball. I actually had a positive opening week at college hoops, believe it or not. I think I finished up like 3.62 units. I will take it because I am learning, as everybody else is, about each one of these teams. We're going to have some picks in the Champions Classic that gets underway tomorrow in college basketball. All of my fantasy football content that lives there. Ask me a question as well. Click Ask Brad. It can fire off your fantasy football inquiries, and I will get to them. And again, you don't pay a penny. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. Click Converse and Cash. ... Maybe.
Number two.
New Road O's here on the feed at five at countdown. Let's get seduced by the juice. Yeah, I think Lundy is digging this one already. Puka Nacua, anytime touchdown, plus 145. Yeah, that's a real amount of juice available right now at BetMGM. I know he hasn't scored a touchdown this season. I know he hasn't even had a single red zone target. But do you think Nacua is going to get shut out of splash and six this season? No. It ain't going to happen. You look at Miami, a team that is number 23 in dropback EPA defense. Shockingly enough, yes, with Jalen Ramsey on roster. However, they've only allowed five wide receiver touchdowns so far this season. Now, he's going to get probably more Kendall Fuller than anybody else in coverage. He's only given up one touchdown and a 52.6% passer rating and 52.6 catch percentage, 91.6 passer rating. But Nacua is going to get off the schneid. This is a pure gut call because I don't have really any other advanced data to back up why I would support something like this. I just hope he doesn't try to throw a punch at the opposition, get his ass kicked out of the game. So play the full four quarters, and I think Nacua will splash six at some point in this affair against Miami. And that happens on the anytime touchdown plus 145 there at BetMGM. Numero dos in the countdown. Lundy, I don't know where you're leaning. Fade or follow.
This is the one that I like. Same kind of thought process that you've got, the fact that he hasn't hit the end zone yet. So I'll throw a couple things at you. First and foremost, he's only plus 125 at Caesars. So you're getting an extra 20 cents at BetMGM. Make sure you shop around, find the right value that you've got. And then I sprinkled on this one, Brad. Caesars had a 25% boost on a first touchdown scorer.
Oh,
so I did that for Puka, just so you know. Nice. And the odds without the boost was a plus 675 for him to score the first touchdown. So I threw the 25% on there. I sprinkled a little bit just because I was trying to figure out who I would decide to do the first touchdown. You know, it'll probably be Cup or some stupid like that. But I was like, yeah, you know, why not? I'll have some fun. I'll put it on Puka. I like him for the anytime touchdown. I think the value at BetMGM is there. And I, like I said, I sprinkled on the first one just because, yeah, why not? I'm already licking my wounds because CJ Stroud and Tank Dell suck ass.
Yeah, Stroud absolutely killed me last night. Hopefully Puka will make us some bank.
Number one.
Numero the feed five countdown on this Monday edition. Give me Devon Achan, and I am quite the fan, especially at 60 plus rush yards and especially at plus 100. Even Steven Juice available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Why? This is my top play of the day. Very simple. He's getting around 55% of the opportunity share, and the guy has got all kinds of explosivity there in the leg. Sure, the 2.98 yak per attempt. Sure, the 14 missed tackles force doesn't really move the meter in those advanced categories, but he is number six in all of the NFL among eligible running backs in yards created per touch. Five times he has gone for at least 60 yards on the ground. I mean, look at the Rams. They're a bunch of sheep depending the run. Number 20 and rush EPA defense at 4.15 yards per carry, 97.2 rush yards per game. Seven running backs have gone for at least 60 yards against him. I think the Ocho is Devon Achan to get there at 60 plus rush yards at a plus 100 juice at DraftKings. Lundy, numero uno on the countdown on this Monday. Fade or follow.
Like it on the alt line, like it at the plus 100. Let's go ahead and I like this, but here's part of the reason why. Let me go ahead and get to early bonus time. Let's just do it. You want to sing your song about bonus time?
Bonus time, bonus time. Come on, Lundy.
There we go. Give me the over on 13.5 for Achan's longest rush this evening. 13.5. Part of the reason that I am leaning into that, looking at his game log, he has gone over 13.5 only three times this year, okay? But here's his longest rushes over the course of the last four games. 12, 47, 15, and 12. Okay, so he's right freaking there in terms of his ability to do this. And I think despite the fact that the Rams have the defense that they do, I understand it's a good defense and all that, I think Achan breaks one. I don't know why. Like you talked about Puka being the sort of gut feel that he's eventually going to find the end zone. I just believe when you look at somebody like Achan that's been right there for his longest rush, I think he gets one this evening. And so because of that, it's minus 110, standard juice at 13.5 over at DK. But because of that, that's why I like your 60 plus. So I just wanted to throw those two out there for you. Let me keep rolling through bonus time. I told you there's not a ton going on the ice this evening with only six games, but there are a couple things that I like. If you consume this podcast within the next 37 minutes as I speak, because of how early this game is being played, give me Tage Thompson for a power play point for Buffalo. Really like that one. It's at a plus 150 over at Caesars. Give me the no on the goal in the first 10 between Dallas and Pittsburgh. I told you that I like Malkin to get the point. I do think that Pittsburgh will get some points. I just don't think it's going to happen in the first 10 minutes. These two teams, Dallas has only had it happen 30% of their games so far this season. The Penguins only 43% of the time this season. On the gift front that I do like, give me a yes gift in Nashville and Colorado and a yes gift between Carolina and Vegas. Those are the two late games on the ice this evening. Colorado has allowed it to happen or done it themselves in almost and actually over 75% of their home games this season. And the same can be said for Vegas and Carolina. Carolina and Vegas each, when Carolina is on the road, when Vegas is at home, you look at both of those teams respectively, 71% of the time and 75% of the time. Those are trends to follow. If you do a yes gift in both of those games, Nashville, Colorado, Carolina, and Vegas, that is a sexy plus 160 right now at DraftKings. And finally, another one that I like, this is a boost that Caesars has, that they took the standard payout from plus 210 to plus 250. And I really like this one. And that is on the Colorado side of things with Arturi Lehkonen to have at least 2 points tonight for Colorado. Again, the Avs are at home. Lehkonen missed the start of the season because he was on IR. He's been back for three games, and in those three games, he has a total of 4 points. All right, so he's got one game that was a goose egg, but the other two points. So let's see if he can continue that here at home against Nashville, who I think Colorado should be able to take care of rather handily, despite all their goaltending problems. Colorado showing that they can come out and score. And as a matter of fact, on Saturday evening against Carolina, the Avs scored 5 goals in the second period. Wow. They just went on a run, and Lehkonen is a part of that. He had 1 goal and 1 assist. So again, this is a nice little boost of about 20%. That Caesars has given you plus 250 at Caesars on that one. Really like your call on Hawaii. I'm jumping in and betting that one. You go ahead and give your bonus time, my brother.
Hello, Hawaii. Nathaniel's coming over. That's a great call there, my friend. All right, let's go to the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day. Monday Night Football Edition, all SGP all the time. Give me Kyren Williams anytime touchdown. That's the only way you can really play it. You got to parlay it, folks, with a juice north of minus 200. Jonnu Smith, give me the over on 3.5 receptions. Standard line there for him. And then in the alternate market, give me Puka Nacua 40 or more receiving yards. I'm going to hold off on what that payoff is going to be. Let me explain why I like each leg. Kyren Williams, anytime touchdown. He's seen 84.5% of the opportunity share. He is numero uno among all NFL running backs and total red zone touches with 48. He has scored a touchdown in 7 of 8 games this year. Now look at Miami, middle of the road, number 13 in rush EPAD. However, they've allowed a dozen combined touchdowns to the running back position. Kyren Williams, a bloodhound for the chalk. He's got a nose in the end zone. I think he continues to score at least one tonight. Give me Jonnu Smith over on leg numero dos, 3.5 receptions. He's only averaging 5 targets per game, but you look at the snap share. Over the last 4 weeks, it's increased from 41% to 71.7% last week. He is also cashing over on this in 4 straight games. You look at the Rams, number 22 in dropback EPA defense. 5 tight ends have hit the over on this 3.5 catch prop against them this season, as they've allowed exactly 5 receptions per game to the tight end position. I think Jonnu hauls in at least 4 passes. And leg numero tres, Puka Nacua, 40 or more receiving yards. He's only done this, I understand, in 1 of 3 games he's seen action in. And as I mentioned, Kendall Fuller is a formidable foe. 52.6% catch rate is all he is allowed. But Miami is that collective, number 23 in pass EPA defense. 9 wide receivers have gone for at least 40 yards against them. Don't throw a damn punch, Puka. Stay in the stupid game. And if you do that, I think you're going to cross at least 40 yards. So to recap, the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day, SGP style to Monday Night Football, Kyren Williams, anytime touchdown, Jonnu Smith, over 3.5 receptions, Puka, 40 or more receiving yards, a cool plus 204. That's right. Built at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere, bonus time. Let's go to the world of college basketball yet again. Purdue got some unfortunate news yesterday as their big 7-footer, the new Zach Edey. He was coming off the bench. Daniel Jacobson has a broken fibia. He is done for the year. And I think, this is the first game without him. That's going to have an impactful role on the Boilermakers team. So here's how I'm going to play their matchup in West Lafayette against the Yale Bulldogs. I'm going to take Purdue on the money line. I'm going to take Yale up to plus 20.5. And I am going to slam dunk the under in that game. The highest total available currently at BetMGM is 156.5. And then I'm going to add one more leg to get it plus money. SMU is taking on a UNC Greensboro on the money line. And that shakes out to a cool plus 118 there at BetMGM. I'm not worried about SMU. I think they will. They're favored by 11.5, 12 against Greensboro. Might be a little bit tighter. Might finish in single digits. But I think they're going to get the victory. So that's all I'm going to really expound with that one. But with Purdue, you look at this team. They're top 10 for a reason in KenPom. But Yale with John Pulakidas, if he can nail some threes from outside, he's absolutely key in this game. He's already at 19 jacks from way downtown. They're going to be able to hang tough. Yale is shooting 40.9% from distance this season. And a team, yeah, they're 1-1. But you look at Purdue, they beat Texas A&M Corpus Christi by 17. They beat Northern Kentucky by 22. I think Yale's going to keep within 20. Again, first game without Jacobson on the floor, despite the sterling profile of the Boilers. They're 12 in EFG offense, 35 in EFG defense. But I think Yale will at least stay within spitting distance, and that game will go under the 156.5, and I think SMU wins on the money line. Again, that's a plus money there built at BetMGM. And I got one play in the NBA. Domantas Sabonis. I think dude's got to mess around and get a triple-double tonight. I got him at 4-1 odds, plus 400 to do that against the San Antonio Spurs. He, last season, a pair of matchups against San Antonio, had a double-double in one of those games. It was very close to the one. It was just an assist shy. So far this season, he's averaging 20.5 points per game, 12.9 rebounds per game. He's going to double-double. I mean, that's without question. It's just the assist is what it always boils down to. Well, guys, drain some shots off the passes tossed by Sabonis. He's averaging 6.9 dimes per game. He's triple-doubled already three times this season. And I know San Antonio is number 5 fewest in opponent points per game, 11 fewest in opponent rebounds per game, and number 4 fewest in opponent assists per game. That's all Wembanyama and his presence. But I think Sabonis is probably going to get around 20 points, probably going to get around 11 or 12 rebounds. Will he get to 10 dimes at 4-1 odds? I'm going to roll the dice, clackety clack, and say that he does. So plus 400 for Sabonis to get that TD against San Antonio. You can grab that right now at BetMGM Sportsbook. All right, time out of breath, and we are out of time here on this rapid-fire episode of the Fade 5. Do us a favor, would you kindly? Drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X. Lundy, always giving it to you there. At Nate and Lundy, I'm doing the same. At Noisy Huevos, go to thegamingjuice.com right now, you Jim Jacks, and sign up for a free account. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you. Run, Stafford! Run, you beautiful bastard!